Welcome to Dream Big with Jill Jack, a show that will inspire, educate, and encourage you to break down your barriers and follow your heart. Here's your host, Jill Jack, on Empower Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is live from Austin. So the month of August, I have been traveling all over the place, and I am so glad that you've been able to travel with me, because it's just nice to be able to take my shows where I am at the point I'm at, because miracles are happening everywhere I go. And so I decided that that's what my show was going to be about this time. It's going to be about miracles, believing in miracles. So do you ever feel that you get kind of stuck in a mindset where you're going to a situation that you've gone to in your life before, and you kind of go in with the same mindset, maybe the same negative thoughts, just from past experience? So I am going to challenge you all today and for the rest of your life, no pressure, to change a mindset that didn't seem to work for you in the past. And when you do it, ask for miracles to happen. So that's what I did. I was traveling to Austin, Texas this week, and I have this habit of when I'm going somewhere and I have to take my guitar, I get really nervous. And now, mind you, there's a really good reason why I get nervous. One, you have a choice of either a stewardess, you know, asking you to, or flight attendant asking you to check your guitar. Well, if anyone's ever seen how they handle your luggage, can you imagine what they do with my sweet Loretta, which is my guitar? And so I always found myself, wherever I was going, if I was traveling with my guitar, to have this really, like, aggressive, almost angry, almost self-defiant attitude when I got to the airport. So this time I was like, I could feel myself getting nervous the night before. I'm like, what can I do to change this outcome? How can I really make this happen besides just mega amounts of prayers? Now, mind you, the last time I took my guitar on a plane, I was chased down the tarmac by a flight attendant who was screaming, "You cannot take that guitar on the plane." And I said, "Yes, I can." And I held up the law that Barack Obama had stated that we are allowed to bring our luggage on, or our guitars on, if the plane was not full yet, which it wasn't. Anyway, so I had four flight attendants about me, security. It was crazy. And I was shaking, and they finally let me have it on the plane. So can you imagine? That was like my PTSD. But I decided this time that no matter what, I got a new guitar case just in case. And then no matter what happened, I believed that everything would be okay. And I was going to go to the airport with peace in my heart and open-mindedness that I would meet only kind people. So I walked up to the ticket guy. And I said, "Do you mind, would it be okay if I went ahead, you know, if I went on earlier?" And he said, he gave me a really dirty look, and he said, "Those are only for sick people and disabled people, people that are allowed to go ahead of you." And I go, "No problem. Great. Okay, thanks." And I sat down and I'm like, "That's okay. That's okay. Don't lose your cool. Everything's good. It's going to be all right." So I'm sitting there and I heard him announce, "Could someone move to the exit seat if you have an aisle seat?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, I have an aisle seat." So I'm going to go and butter this guy up. So I went up to him and I said, "I have an aisle seat and I can totally switch to an exit seat." And he goes, "Thank you so much. That is so nice of you." So I figured, all right, good karma. So I get on the plane. The stewardess looks at me. I take a deep breath. I just smiled at her. And I said, "Do you think we could put this in the closet?" And she said, "It won't fit in the closet, but I'm sure it'll fit in the overhead. There's plenty of room. Go in." I almost fell over. I almost was like, am I hearing this correctly? And I just said, "Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God." And so she probably thought I was crazy. So anyway, just right then and there. But prior to that, I was struggling with some thoughts about taking the time to go to Austin. I was going to a music conference, and that's another thing I'm not thrilled with. I kind of have these negative thoughts with music conferences. I find them overwhelming. There's a ton of people. You're in a hotel for 4 days. There's like all that terrible lighting and really terrible decorating. And I just, it's not my favorite thing, but it's informative and it can be very, very eye-opening and very good for socializing and meeting new people and new opportunities. So I decided I was going to go in with not my old negative attitude. And even before I got on the plane from Detroit to Austin, I saw friends of mine and I said, oh my God, are you going to Austin? And these people are just the most beautiful human beings you'd ever meet. I couldn't even believe they're in the airport and I couldn't believe that they were going to Austin. And one of the things I'm always nervous about is ordering an Uber. I'm just chicken that way. And I always have my husband do it or my daughter. So I was really concerned about getting an Uber from the airport to my hotel in Austin. So all these things are going through my mind and all these things I'm saying to myself, you are giving it to the universe. Everything's going to work out. It's going to be perfect. So what do these people say? Hey, so what are you doing tonight when you get to Austin? I said, oh, just registering. And then I don't have plans. They said, well, we have an extra ticket to go see Lyle Lovett at Austin City Limits. Now, let me just tell you people, I've been wanting to see Lyle Lovett all summer long. My schedule didn't work. In fact, one time Lyle Lovett was at Royal Oak Music Theater near where I live, and I was literally playing outside in the street next to it at a festival. That's how close I was, but I never got to see it. And here I was offered a ticket to Austin City Limits, which is a dream of mine to play there someday. I literally started crying. I couldn't believe it. So I'm sitting in the airplane in my seat with my guitar overhead, knowing that life is great. Everything is going wonderful. Still had a little concern about the Uber, but it was okay. So as I'm getting off the plane and I'm going to get my suitcase, they come up and they said, hey, why don't you share our Uber with us? Get out of here. So I just decided, you know what? This thing is working. We got to keep this up. And I'm saying to you that what is it? Something that you go near, a repetitive behavior that you do. See what happens if you change it. Change it, and these miracles upon miracles will like knock you upside your head. So you just have to look for them and you have to stay open. You have to literally keep your heart open. And I don't know about you, but you know, that little negative voice of mine is pretty strong. And it's pretty strong when you're under stressful situations, like going to an airport. I don't know, maybe that's not like a little stress when they go to an airport. But things like that, even when you know that you're going to be in a situation where you're kind of stepping in fire, okay, let's just say that, prior to doing so, prep yourself. Do self-talk. Do prayer. I literally am just writing intention after intention after intention and visualizing all of the things that I want to see happen. Now, mind you, I did not put down Lyle Lovett at Austin City Limits, and look, I got it anyway. And not just going there, it was VIP. They had these like suites and drinks and tables and perfect seats, and I could see Lyle getting up and off the stage. It was, I thought I died and went to heaven. So if that wasn't enough, I was like, okay, maybe this could be the only reason I ended up going to Austin, but I wanted to stay open. So I went to the conference and I had gone to this one and it was talking about making money on tour, which the old me, the one that I hadn't, if I hadn't prepped, would have gone in with a negative attitude. Like, yeah, what are they going to tell us? There's going to be a bunch of starving artists in this room. We all want the same thing. What am I going to hear after being in this business 25 years that I don't know already? But I changed that. I looked at it as it was education. I paid to go to this thing. It was time to sit down and really keep my ears open and really listen. And the speaker was phenomenal. she said things and related to us musicians so well that I learned so much. And I was so grateful, like to the point that it did have tears in my eyes. She just really touched my heart and understood what it was like, but made sense. And a lot of good pointers on how to make money on tour. So I left there feeling great, had a nice lunch. And then I decided I was going to go to one more conference before the evening festivities. So I circled what I wanted to go to. And I go into what I thought was the correct room. And I sit down. And this young man is standing there. He's a speaker. And he starts speaking about these opportunities as an artist on so many different levels. I won't go into the whole thing, but the bottom line is he spoke to my heart and literally the topic changed my life. As I left there, I was so stimulated. I was like hyper. I couldn't even believe how much of what he was saying was changing my perception about my life, perception about career choices, just all these different things and the options that you have. And when I walked out of there, I looked down at my schedule that I had circled. Do you know that I wasn't even supposed to be in that room? I was in room H, and technically I was supposed to be in room G. I don't believe that it was an accident. I don't believe anything's an accident. I really don't. Do you? I really think that everything that happens really does happen for a reason. Now, we may not understand it all the time, and that's good, bad, and indifferent. But when you recognize that something is happening and you don't know why, really invest in that moment. Be grateful for that moment. And I believe that it will come to fruition. You will understand. So, for example, you know, I was sitting at a table and a woman asked me if she could sit at the table next to me. And I'm like, sure, go ahead. And we both were really tired, you could tell. And I don't know, I just started small talking with her because God knows I'm good at that. And finds out that she has to leave Austin because her father had a stroke. And she was really upset, and we got to talking. And at first, we weren't even going to talk. And then we got to talking, and I just felt like she was supposed to sit there with me. Because instead of me, you know, you don't always get something. You can give something. You can be the miracle to someone else. So I told her, when you go to see your father in the hospital, remember to take care of yourself. There's going to be so much going on. And I just felt like I had so much to offer to her because I just experienced this with my father when he passed away 2 years ago. And she looked at me with such gratitude. And I realized that that was a miracle in itself. So no matter where you are and what you're doing, there are miracles to be had. The good thing is you just have to stay open. So you literally have to, I don't want to say look for them, but be aware that they're there. And there is going to be sometimes big signs, sometimes little signs. For example, I walked in the elevator, and by this time I am just like higher than a kite, knowing that I am just surrounded by opportunity right now. And I'm really open and I'm staying open. And I come in the elevator and nobody's in the elevator. And there's a business card laying on the floor. And at first I looked at it and I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then I'm like, no, Jill, come on. This could be another sign. So I picked up the card and I put it in my purse. I thought, well, I'll look at it later. And so it ended up being it looks like maybe a musician's card or something. But anyway, I typed it in when I got back to my hotel room, and I typed in the website. I realized as I typed it in that I typed in the wrong website, and I kind of laughed. But then the website that came up was hilarious, you guys. You guys aren't even going to believe this. So the website that came up was about... If the first thing that it said is, are you recognizing your purpose? And it was hilarious. And I was like, what? And then I realized, it says, you were born for a purpose. Why are you here? Do you feel lost like a drone stuck in a repetitive loop, but never going anywhere? Well, I don't feel that way. But anyway, it kept going on. And it says, everything that you've done in your life has led to a specific place, one that only you can speak and teach from. This place of being or state of being is just for you. There can be no other person to fill this place. Without you, the world suffers. And so you must act. You must dive into the reason you were born, and you must live your life like only you can. This is what was happening to me all weekend. And I was cracking up when I read this today, because these are the things that you just have to stay open to. Now, you know, I can tell you, and my husband is fine with me saying this, but sometimes I'll talk about these things and he literally just rolls his eyes. He's like, yeah, whatever. But Here's my thought on that. We're on this earth, right? Isn't it a lot more fun to think that there are signs all around you leading you to your purpose than to being totally shut down and feeling like you're chasing a dream or having to go fight for a dream or really run, you know, looking? Or some people always, I have many people in my life that say, I don't have a purpose. I don't know what my purpose is. You know, Jill, you're a singer. You know. No, I believe we all have one. And it comes in wide ranges of things. And it doesn't have to be this big grand scale of a thing. It could be you make the best chicken salad sandwich. That's my mother-in-law. When I go to her house, I crave chicken salad sandwiches. She does so much more for me. But my point being is that everyone does have a purpose. We all have a reason to live. We can literally totally sit there and think about it. If you're sitting at home and you're depressed, if you're saying, oh, it's easy to say you have a purpose, why not make a list of all the things that you like to do in life? What if it's just going for a walk? You know, anything could happen from that. I've talked about this before. My dear friend, Linda Lexi, she goes for walks, but now she takes pictures on her walk. And now it's become this spiritual purpose. And people go to her Facebook page just to see what her pictures were. And they're of common pictures. A stop sign could be a smiley face on a chalk on a sidewalk. You don't know, but all these things are very inspirational to her and have become inspirational to other people. You can make your life as interesting as you want, or you can be dissatisfied. That's your choice. It's no different than when you wake up in the morning. Are you going to wake up feeling dread? And don't get me wrong, I went through periods of my life where I had that, where I woke up and I had anxiety before I even opened my eyes. How is that possible? But I did. And when you think about, before I open my eyes now, I just put a smile on my face and I ask for these miracles. You know, there's a friend of mine who says that, oh my gosh, she believes in miracles like crazy. And she said that her dad always left her a dime, like in different areas, you know, in her life when she was growing up as a child. When he passed away, all she saw were dimes all over the place, no matter where she went, whether they were on the ground, in a car, you know, at a restaurant, you name it. She believed in that. Now, some people might call that hogwash. Why? Why be negative about it? Why not be so excited that that could be a possibility, that we are surrounded by an incredible universe, that we are surrounded by God. We are surrounded by a universe that says, it's good to hope. It's good to dream. It's good to follow these inner voices, these signs along the way. Why not? I mean, we can all use, you know, I kind of picture it like when you're when you're jogging, you know, you see those races. I've never been in a 5K or 10K before, but you know, the people on the sides that always hand out the water or always encourage you and go, you know, come on, you can do it. You've only got this much more to go. That's what I picture when I am approaching something I'm nervous about or approaching a challenge, to actually see these people in my head, whether they be angels, whether they be visions, maybe just a feeling, but having that hope that the universe is on my side, hope that there are some spiritual beings, gods, angels, whatever, that are with me. Now, do you ever have, one thing that blew my mind about that seminar that I was at yesterday in Austin is, this guy was going to, he gave up on his music and he was laying in bed and he was somewhat sleeping and he heard a voice say, "You're not done yet. Get up and get to work. Your music needs to be heard." He literally sat up and said, "What?" Because that's how loud that voice was. Now, we live in a society full of noise and full of electronics. You know, you're on the phone, you have your headset in, you're listening to music. I'm going to challenge you this week to turn everything off, like an hour, and sit in silence. And then I want you to reach out to the universe and ask them for signs. And just see if you hear a voice. I know the voice. I totally know. The guy even explained it. He said it's on the right side of his head and behind his ear. And I'm like, oh my God, that is the same place I hear this voice. Now, this voice is different than my own crazy talk in my head. It's a calm, very confident voice that says something, but you have to be quiet enough to hear it. And you have to be open enough to listen. Ask for it. You know, some people are going to write in and say, "I'm totally bonkers." For you people who really believe or want to believe or would love an opportunity to look at something different, to try something new, to look for signs that will point you towards your journey that you're supposed to stay on, the path. And it could take you left and right, but go for it. And what I find is the more you take yourself out of your comfort zone, which I sometimes despise about myself, that I am constantly forcing myself to take myself out of the comfort zone or spend money on things I don't really want to, you know, I'd rather hold on to it for a rainy day. Those kind of things, investing in myself, you know, it's just, if you're going to repeat the behavior, you will repeat the same scene. Think about that. If you repeat your behavior, you might as well understand that your outcome is going to be the exact same way. But if you move forward, break your own barriers, get out of your comfort zone, look for signs. I look for little feathers on the ground to see if there's angels around me. I look for all sorts of things. I saw a penny, you know, walking back to my hotel room. I didn't stop because there was a guy behind me and I was afraid he'd run over me, but I just knew it was a sign. And I thought to myself, I should have picked that up. When I went to open my suitcase, there was another penny in there. I was like, okay, there you are. We're good. So don't be afraid. You know, just don't be afraid. There's miracles all over the place, and make sure that you constantly show gratitude for them. Now, that could be missing, you know, being late for something or getting stopped by a red light. Be grateful anyway. Show gratitude. Miracles are everywhere. There's a reason why you were supposed to stop right there. There was a reason why that girl was supposed to sit at my table. There was a reason why I actually sat in the wrong conference room. Believe. That's all I'm saying is believe. And don't forget to dream big. And I want to say, I know I sound really excited and crazy today, but it's just because it's so beautiful. I love it. I love the opportunities we have. We all have them. believe it. And I'll talk to you next week. Don't forget to dream big.